I'm trying to be measured in what I have to say about this item, because there is, in my experience here, there is nothing that even remotely compares in level of frustration and unhappiness to me as these enforcement actions. When I first received all the material, the first thing that made a major impression on me was the fact that that there were allegations of really severe disruption to the landscape, and that those allegations carried with them proposed penalties, potential penalties, that were dwarfed by the proposed and potential penalties that were sought to attach to issues of filing papers. But we are, as a board, I'm afraid, prisoners of what's brought before us, what's elected to proceed on, and we are bound by the evidence in the record of the hearing. There's no question in my mind that the violations alleged 1 through 6 took place, and that we need to issue an enforcement order with respect to those. On the other hand, with respect to the other violations, I'm just struck by the fact that everybody in the room did a huge amount of work. In my mind, what happened on that site is egregious. In my mind, what happened at that site is unacceptable. But what we were asked to do enforcement on wasn't what was egregious and unacceptable. What we were asked to do enforcement on was something that turned on the wording of an order, which was in fact vague. You could reach for a context to try to attach meaning to it, but I think that we're in a situation where we have to deal with the order as it's written on its face if we're asked to enforce it and compel compliance with it. And so that, I think, is problematic with respect to item number 7. Items 8 and 9, I don't have any illusions that getting these documents filed and getting the situation in a posture where it can move forward and the site can be cleaned up and the site can be put back to as close to what it was to begin with is vitally important, and it's really, really crucial. On the other hand, I look at this and I simply don't see how I can hold someone accountable for not acting during a period of time in which they had no constructive or actual notice that whatever they did was deficient. So that knocks out a considerable period of the number of days that were alleged there. If I make a submission and I don't hear from the person that I submitted it to for an extended period of time that there's a problem with what I've submitted, I just don't see how I can in turn levy penalties against somebody that doesn't have that knowledge, that it's not as though they just blew off 30 days when they could have been doing something because they didn't know that there was something they were supposed to do. I'm also really concerned that the scheme that we were asked to make a determination on really is problematic in terms of the incentives that it introduces into the system really for everybody. And I'm concerned that it's not unusual to see situations where somebody submits something, it needs to be fine-tuned, it needs to be worked on, there are time schedules, there are time frames that are associated with that. It goes on all the time. And I don't have the impression that we've ever acted on it before. I do have concerns about what it would mean in the future to other people, to other parties, to the board and its staff altogether to act on it under these circumstances. I fully understand what staff is saying. If they said that if you submit a paper napkin with the name of the project and no information on it, that doesn't comply. But I don't see that in this submission that there wasn't a significant attempt to supply information. I'm not entirely certain in my own mind that what was asked for in the language of the order was so crystal clear that we should reasonably expect perfection in the first submission. I think that we'd sure like to see it in the first submission because the situation is so frustrating and so difficult to be a part of that anything that prolongs it just worsens everybody's feelings about what they find themselves involved in. The long and the short of it is I don't have the confidence that the record would sustain the request of the prosecution with respect to items 8 and 9.
Thank you, but I've got nothing to add to what Peter said. I think he summed up my feelings quite well.
And I have nothing to add to what Peter said so eloquently, but I do have a slightly different take to Lisa's address, which was that the whole CEQA process, as was presented to us, we are not the agency that can enforce CEQA, and we would just like to let everybody know who's interested that it's the county and that should have been the one, and there are remedies when they are not enforcing in the future, which would be through the Attorney General's office.
I totally agree. I believe it is the county's responsibility. I've had the on the CEQA, and it's truly heartbreaking what listening to the testimony, looking at the efforts of everyone in this. And Peter, I totally agree with you. I couldn't have said it even any better. I'd open the floor. Well, could I have a staff report? Council?
So we will walk through the changes to the order. The only violations that the board is moving forward with are the 1 through 6. And so the order was amended to take out reference to the other items. We left the background, the chronology of events the same. Just kind of maybe stop there. So it just says, for example, here, we did recognize it as a common plan of development and that it was over an acre of disturbance. Just changed it to instead saying it was incomplete to say the staff believed that additional information was necessary. And they're just taking out the statement that it was in violation of the order. And again, in 19, saying staff identified what it believed to be continuing deficiencies. Taking out references to the... what is that? To the violation of the restoration plan in D5. And so for the violations, again, it's just for D1, for example, here, we are saying that although the complaint alleged that D1 was violated, we did not The board did not assess an administrative liability for this alleged violation because Amaral filed the notice of intent with the state board on April 9th. At the same time, its SWIP was due under the CAO, which was a reasonable interpretation of the order requirement. For D5, again, although the complaint alleged that there was a violation of D5, the Water Board did not assess an administrative civil liability for this violation because Amaral submitted the technical report and a subsequent or a supplement on July 20th. And similarly with D6, similar language that they submitted the report on time. So then, heading to the total $60,000, so the maximum for the six violations. And then those numbers that Scott had given us previously. And then no changes to the general part, and then just reflecting the $60,000. And that it all is payable to the cleanup and abatement fund account. And then attachment B, I don't know if we need to go through that, but it just reflects the order.
That's enough.
And let me just say one last thing. Everybody here should clearly understand that this piece of property needs to be returned as soon as possible and as much as possible to its original condition. And I cannot conceive of a situation in which the developer would have more perfect notice of its requirements to seek and obtain the appropriate permits, approvals, etc., to enable it to do that. And I cannot conceive of a situation in which this board would not remember that notice if the matter was to come before it again. I do have a long memory.
I would just clarify, too, for the CEQA issue, any CEQA, if the county were to continue to approve, take discretionary actions to approve different parts of the development, it would actually be individuals that could bring a CEQA suit and not the Attorney General. So that is a remedy that's out there for the community. If the county continues to treat this as a piecemeal project, because I think we had a lot of evidence that it was all part of a common development.
I would open the floor for a motion.
I move the amended staff recommendation.
I'll second the motion.
Motion and second. Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Unanimous.
I will move now to the